Welcome to the Call It In podcast for women seeking more depth and more meaning in their life, more happiness, more healthiness, more peacefulness, more abundance, and more overall fulfillment. Each episode provides practical, actionable steps in mindset, soul set, and heart set living for seekers on a mission to call more into their lives. Join us for a new episode every Wednesday as we call it in with Dar.
I find signs, symbols, and synchronicities an exciting area of metaphysical study. How about you? In our series on animal medicine, we delve into the spiritual meaning of animals, their cultural background, and the repetition of seeing these animals reoccur in our daily lives, whether it be in person, on television, or social media, or in the pages of a book. They're fascinating. And the topic of today's episode is one of those fascinating ones. People around the world have been superstitious about mice across all cultures and across many centuries. Although the mouse arrived in North America with European settlers, they have been on Earth for more than 65 million years. They originated in Central Asia, and there are over 1,100 different identified species. Although the mouse has terrible eyesight, it has supersonic hearing, and they are excellent jumpers, climbers, and swimmers. They dislike cold weather and can squeeze through tiny gaps in search of warmer locations. Those of us who live in cold climates up north know that well. Their teeth never stop growing, and they are a common character in the folklore of many cultures. Overall, a mouse symbolizes endurance, focus, wit, fertility, opportunism, disease, and death. In the Far East, mice are associated with luxury and prosperity. Their image is sculpted into high-priced Chinese porcelain vases. It is the first of 12 zodiac signs in the Chinese calendar and represents new beginnings, divine power, as well as being seen as a messenger between the physical and spiritual world. They represent the yin of female energy in China, with charm, sensitivity, persistence, and flexibility. They also represent fertility with their ability to birth several children at a time. In Celtic mythology, the mouse is seen as cunning, secretive, and perceptive, with the ability to pay attention to small details often overlooked. In Africa folklore, the mouse is associated with getting what you want if you figure out the details of how, as well as associated with pride, arrogance, and greed. Native American cultures see this tiny rodent as courageous, resourceful, and diligent, also a great problem solver in challenging situations. Mice have the ability to adapt to almost any situation, so people with the mouse zodiac sign are creative, resourceful, and can fit into any situation. Mouse spirit is intelligent and hardworking, with perseverance and resourcefulness. Sighting a mouse could be a sign of abundance and fertility. A female mouse can get pregnant up to 10 times a year and can give birth to as many as 14 pups per time. The gestation period is only 19 to 21 days. The mouse can symbolize success and abundance in any area of life. In some areas of the world, the mouse prefers to dig deep burrows inside the earth, linking it with symbolism of black magic, witchcraft, occultism, and a connection to the underworld. Mice have a habit of busily scurrying around, sometimes apparently for no reason. So the message is to not get caught up in too much busy work where you lack the benefits. In some folklore, mice are associated with conservation and resourcefulness. They can adapt to any environment and live off very few supplies for many years. It has perfected the art of hoarding, and when times are tough, they are assured to not run out of food. The spiritual message is for us to be smart with managing finances, energy, and time. It is said that a dream about mice infesting your house is a warning that you should be more prudent with your finances. The mouse is sending you a message that you better focus on what needs to be dealt with. It could be your finances, it could be your health, your career, or relationships. But it's saying be proactive now before things get out of hand. Overall, mice work quietly and avoid human interaction when possible. This shy, meek personality has helped them live in a dangerous world, taking the path of least resistance. Like the mouse, shy doesn't mean weak, as demonstrated by many great quiet empathic leaders. Leaders who have resourcefulness, adaptability, focus, conservation, and creativity, modeling the mouse spirit. In Native American beliefs, every living being is considered interconnected. So, seeing small mouse droppings can symbolize paying attention to the smaller details in our lives. In Eastern tradition, finding mouse droppings is a sign of abundance and good luck. Droppings can also be a symbol of resourcefulness and a reminder to tune into your own intuition. In some cultures, mouse droppings are actually used in cleansing rituals, where they are believed to have the power to cleanse negative energy to bring about a fresh start. In ancient Egypt, mice were associated with fertility and abundance due to their rapid production, and mouse droppings were believed to carry blessings of growth and prosperity. In Greek mythology, mice were linked to Apollo, the god of healing and disease. Mouse droppings symbolized divine intervention, protection and recovery. In Chinese culture, I previously mentioned that mice symbolize wealth and good luck. In Hinduism, the mouse was a vehicle for Lord Ganesha, the deity of wisdom and new beginnings, and mouse droppings were the Lord's blessings. The Romans associated mice with goddess Diana, representing hidden insights, lunar influence, and intuition. Japanese folklore speaks of the mouse as a predictor of earthquakes and other natural disasters. Islamic traditions view mice as creatures of resourcefulness, adaptability, and the mouse droppings were symbols of survival and cleanliness. In Italian folklore, mice were seen as having a keen sense of danger. African cultures associated mice with cunning, adaptability, and making the most out of limited resources. The world is certainly filled with multiple stories and symbolism of this tiny creature. So remember to call on mice medicine. Call on the spirit of mouse. Call it into your life. Call it in with Dar.
Have you ever been so joyful and elated that you buzzed with excitement? That is exactly what you'll experience with Dar's new flight deck of Oracle cards. Each of the 48 cards includes an original, hand-drawn, pen and ink bird illustration, an inspiring mantra, soul guidance adjectives, insightful numerology, high vibrational energy, color therapy, and channeled light codes from the archangels. Find out more at darsdivineconnections.com/cards. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Call It In with Dar. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave a review. And don't forget to check out the show notes page for special offers and more information at callitinpodcast.com.